Ash.
Yes.
I have a fun Halloween fact for
you. I love Halloween facts.
I know.
Ready, set, go.
Okay. Did you know there's a Guinness, how do you say it? Guinness World Record?
Guinness World
like the beer.
Guinness World Record for the heaviest pumpkin.
Oh.
And can you get just guesstimate how heavy you think it is?
I'm going to guess. Their pumpkins are pretty heavy. We were saying that this weekend.
Yeah.
Heavy they are. I'm going to guess like a solid 100 pounds.
Girl, ready? 2,624.6 pound pumpkin in Belgium.
Oh, I was not ready.
Like, what you got in the ground in Belgium is what I want to know.
That could be like, you could carve that whole thing out and make it a house.
You could live in there.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Wow. Very comfortably.
Right?
Interesting.
Guys.
Pumpkin facts coming at you.
Coming at you live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I am Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we are so stoked to be here for October series, episode 4. We are coming towards the end of our October series, which we are so bummed about.
Yeah, I'm sad.
For those of you that are new, we normally do advice, like life advice, relationship advice, anything that you guys need help with. You guys send us stories and we advise you guys. But this month we're doing strictly scary stories.
Yep.
And no real advice, actually. We're just reacting to the real life stories that you guys have experienced.
Yeah, seriously. It's commentary.
It's commentary.
It's reactionary.
It's commentary and real life reactions to your situations.
It's funny because we haven't really recorded, like filmed our episodes since we were in the studio. We literally brought out the cameras for Halloween.
COVID
basically
shut that down. Well, actually, we embraced that.
I was going to say, at first it was like, oh, guys, like we just haven't figured it out. It's inconvenient.
Yeah.
And then it quickly became a like,
we don't Mark have to would get be ready.
Like, Mark would be like, well, we can figure it out if you want. And we'd be like, oh, well.
No, maybe next week.
But it's fine. I think we've just embraced, like, I look like a hot mess and it's fine. But I will say I keep forgetting there's a camera there. So every once in a while, I'll be like looking up something on my computer or like not paying attention. And I'm
all
like,
hunched over.
Camera ready, Taryn, you know. But anyways.
So good. You guys really came through again with some more unbelievably scary stories. This year, you guys really popped off with some scary, scary stuff. Yeah. I feel like last year it was more like real life person, people, situations, you know, someone breaking into your house and stuff like that. This year, I feel like you guys really went with the like, spooky.
I will
ghost
say
stories.
Though, I have, I have a short and a longer and they're real life scenarios
love that,
today.
Love that. Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. So, we freaking have been so pumped on this series. Thank you for everyone sending in, you know, a lot of you probably don't want to revisit these,
Experiences,
but we appreciate you suffering for our enjoyment. So.
Yeah, we also got lots of messages after our first episode saying that that all of our episodes weren't long enough. So we definitely heard you, and I feel like these last few we started doing like
progressively
we come
longer.
With two stories, like a long one and a shorter one. We don't want to keep you here for hours, but you know,
we want to give you
what you want. Got to give the people what they want.
Give them what they want. And speaking of that, we have a bonus. Our first bonus episode.
We've never done a bonus. We've been doing this for almost 2 years.
That's so crazy.
Going on 2 years in what, February?
Yeah. And it's March. So funny because like all the podcasts I listen to, like the bigger ones I'm obsessed with, they'll say like, oh, a special bonus episode. And I'm always like, oh my God, it's Christmas. So it's so weird that like we're doing a bonus episode.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
October. So there will be an episode coming out on Halloween just for you guys to experience, maybe get you in the mood since this year Halloween looks a little different. Maybe you can listen to it, you know. At night with the lights off.
Oh
and
my
candle
gosh.
Lit.
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Let's just dive right in.
I'll go ahead and start with a short one.
Yes, please.
Now, this is from Anonymous, and he or she did us dirty because it's the most like condensed story. And I have so many questions because it's terrifying.
Oh my God.
So, you know. I wanted to just go in and like make my own details, but I didn't want, because this is a true story. I'm like, I don't want to mess
with
it.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, I need to know more.
Yeah. Dang.
Like I need to know more. So
I wish we found it earlier so we could email them and be like, hey.
But I literally read this last night, you know, prep. Okay. So this is called Kidnapped and Found.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. Sorry this is a short story, but it is very scary in my world. I would rather say anonymous, but here we go. Again, I die every time they're like, if I could be anonymous. Like, yeah. Guys, you should know us. We would protect you at all costs.
1,000%.
Okay. One day, I was going on a hike with my two best friends. There's a lot of hiking places nearby, but we really like to go to this one specific one. We're walking uphill and it's all closed in, so there's nobody really near us. There's a little porta potty on the way in case you have to go to the bathroom. And that's what one of my friends did. She went to the washroom and we decided to keep walking and she would just catch up to us because she's a fast runner. Me and my other friend walked up ahead, not too far, but far enough that she should still be able to see us. We got to a ledge that looked over a little town and we waited for her. A little bit goes by, a little bit more, and we realize it's been about 15 minutes and she still hasn't come back from the washroom. We went to go look for her and started walking around just looking to see if maybe she got lost or something. And then we saw this one lady that was walking alone. She looked a little bit suspicious, but we didn't think anything of it because there's some weird people around here. Mm-hmm. So we just kept walking and kept looking for our friend. Time kept passing, and all of a sudden, we get an Amber Alert on our phones saying that a girl has gone missing our age, but there wasn't a name. We walked back to the ledge just to stay there in case she came back. Then the woman we saw before came up behind us and just started looking out on the ledge. We got a little scared and tensed up, and she noticed. Then all of a sudden, she came right behind us and moved in between our heads and whispered, "You're next." We got so scared and just ran as fast as we could and as far away as possible. We ended up running back to our car and called the cops. The cops came and went looking for the woman. They were able to find her, and we watched them bringing her back when we noticed there was a third person with the officer and the lady. As they got closer, we realized it was our friend. The cops told us that the girl that went missing, the one they got the Amber Alert for, mm-hmm. was our friend, and the lady that had came up behind us had kidnapped her and was hiding her until we left. The lady had texted her mom and told her that her daughter was not coming back. So that's where she like called the cops. The Amber Alert came. That, because it's like it happened so fast.
Yeah.
So that's why. We were so relieved that our friend had been found and that now the creepy lady is now in jail. Even if this doesn't end up being read on the podcast, it would still be cool if you read it. Love you both. Happy Halloween. Anonymous.
Oh my God.
Dude, you guys have ruined everything for me. I'm never going hiking. I'm never getting a basement. I'm never hiring a clown ever. Like, I just cannot with this.
Oh my God.
That was scary.
That's so, because like the whole time I was like, wait, who called the Amber Alert? Like who told them?
Me too. When I was reading this, I was like, there's no way that happened so fast. But the lady had texted the mom being like, your daughter's not coming home tonight.
So I wonder if she was working alone, was the only reason she couldn't do anything was because that was a group of people versus one single person.
Well, yeah. So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking she obviously had her like, probably bound and like Mm-mm. stationed somewhere, but then now she has a problem because there's her two friends that are waiting and looking for her.
Yeah.
So her tactic was to go scare them so they would leave. But I don't think she realized that they weren't going to leave. They were going to like stay around
because they're
call
real
the cops.
Friends.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? If you
actual
went missing,
real friends.
Ash, I'd be in murder for
imagine.
I mean,
I just
jail,
like you. You disappeared and I just took off
because she's all. I'm so sorry, Taryn. This creepy lady said you're next, and I just had to leave.
Oh my God, that's madness. Nuts? But that makes sense. That makes sense in my head. So the rule of thumb, this is why we go to the bathroom in pairs. Like there's a whole, people tease
you
women
don't leave,
for doing it, but there's a, there's a reason there's, that you do it. And I mean, this is exhibit A as to why we go to the bathroom in
this
groups.
Is exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F,
A, B, C, D, all
the
way
exhibits
to Z.
You need, always stay with your friends, no matter where you are. Always have stuff to protect
especially
you.
Especially out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Especially out in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, we were talking about this the other day. There was like a hot minute where I felt like I was I swear, when I was taking Thai kickboxing and like Krav Maga, I was like, come at me. Like, mm-hmm. I'll kill anyone. Not kill, sorry. I would never. But I would go on hikes because I was like, I had such a confidence, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would carry pepper spray like locked and loaded. But there were so many times I would be like, I'm literally on this giant hill by myself. No one, I can't see anyone. And like a man would be walking towards me. And so I just like, you can't care about looking dumb.
Yeah.
Like that's something we've learned from like every crime episode ever.
It doesn't matter.
I would literally hold my pepper spray up so they could see. Cause I like to be like, hi. If you're thinking anything, like I'm prepared to like fight, you know? Mm-hmm. And they'd always kind of like look at me weird and just keep walking. But but I'm like, I read stories like this, or you hear about, I just listened to a Park Predators episode. That's mm-hmm. another crime podcast of this guy that like hunted people that were alone on hikes. And I'm like, it is not worth it.
Even the like busier ones, like where I'm from, there's this one hiking trail that's super popular. It's always just full of people. And there was one time I went a little late and the sun was setting and it was getting dark.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how like within moments it's empty.
Yeah, like
and
all of
a sudden
everyone's
I'm by
gone.
Myself and I'm going down where you know it gets darker like the closer you get to like the ground. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where you should not put yourself in those situations.
And especially if you have like both headphones in, you're blaring music. Like just asking for someone to sneak up behind you. So I'm just saying everyone needs to be careful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a group, have a squad. That's all.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Wow. That was great.
Deep breaths, everyone. Deep breaths. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that was a great like real life situation.
Yes.
This one's a little more on the spookier side. Oof. So here we go. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
My name is Raylan, and I'm so excited to even send this email, even though you both may not even share it in your episode.
Oh, we are, girl.
I hope that you two enjoy the story. So here it goes. This story takes place at my mom's hometown in Mexico. The population of this town, which I'm just going to guess here, named Macias, is about 500 people or so. Everyone knows everyone. Which
I was going to say,
makes
sense. That's
it's a
like,
very small, yeah. It's a very small population.
High school.
growing up, my family and I would always visit during Christmas, and it just so happened that this year, all of my aunts and uncles would be joining as well, which meant my cousins would also be going. I was so excited. The house we stay at is our grandparents' house, which has about 10 rooms, and of course, all the girl cousins decide to stay in one room. That's such a girl thing.
That is such a girl thing, yeah.
There was one night where we were all in bed, talking, having a good time, and just as we were about to fall asleep, we hear what sounds like footsteps above us.
Yuck.
It almost felt as if a person was walking above us and was waiting for us to be quiet before they started walking. Now, This was very strange because our aunt who takes care of the home always told us, you can go on the roof. Just make sure not to go too far to the right because it won't be able to hold anyone up. And where was our room located? You guessed it, to the far right. My cousins and I sat there scared, wondering who it could be, thinking maybe it's the boy cousins playing a prank on us. But we quickly remembered what our aunt had said, so that couldn't be it. The footsteps went on for about 5 minutes.
Oh gosh.
At that point, we were terrified, but I had the great idea I would go up and check. Like I mentioned earlier, this town is very small, which meant that at night, there were no streetlights, so I was pretty much going in blind.
I hate that.
I walked up the stairs to the roof, opened the door, and looked around, but nothing. However, something didn't feel right. Something actually felt very, very wrong. I quickly went back inside, closed the door, and locked it. I almost felt like someone was chasing me after or even watching me, toying around with me. I got back into bed and my cousins kept asking me what happened and what did I see. My heart was beating so fast that I could hear my heartbeat and my breath all at the same time. Then, all of a sudden, we hear a cry in the distance.
A cry?
This cry didn't sound normal at all. It was almost a moaning. It was the type of cry where you can almost feel their pain. We sat there quietly, knowing exactly who it was, but not saying a word because we didn't want to believe it to be true.
Who is it?
Somehow we ended up falling asleep. And the next morning, while we're eating breakfast, our aunt walks in and had this sad look on her face. She then turns to my mom and says, Juan passed away last night. All we could do was look at each other in shock. Legend goes that if you hear La Llorona's cry,
oh God,
it means someone has passed or someone will pass. Growing up, I never believed she was real. I always thought of her as being a story that parents tell little kids to make sure they don't do anything bad. But that night, the fear that I felt was so real, and now I definitely believe. Well, girls, I really hope you enjoyed my story. I have so many more that take place in Mexico, but I'll save those for next year. Thank you, girls, so much for your podcast and for all of the advice you both share. I have enjoyed listening so much. Prayers and take care. Much love, Raylan.
Oh, gosh. Woo. I don't like that. Woo.
It's insane because those are stories that you hear about and you hear in movies and you hear like during ghost stories while you're camping and stuff like that, but you never actually like take it seriously.
So I didn't know much about like the legend of La Llorona. I know I'm saying it so white. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I tried to say it, yeah, I just don't want to offend anyone. But my cousin was... I guess I just keep bringing up my cousin. She was in a maze that was that themed. So
I've been
she
to a
was
La Llorona maze.
Yeah, she was that character. And I remember her sending me pictures of like her dressed up and I was like, I don't get who you are. And then I looked up like that story and it's terrifying.
Oh, it's terrifying. And also the maze was terrifying. I wonder if I was there once while you
probably
did it.
Yeah, you probably were.
Because it's always at Universal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because I feel like there's like different legends in different cultures. Like, and most of them are that type that it's like you tell as kids and you're like scared, whatever. Do we have those here?
The boogeyman.
But that just in general, like those, but these other ones are so specific.
Oh, I think American culture doesn't go back far enough to have any real substance to it. I think that's why we're given the boogeyman and that's it.
Yeah.
You know? But I think the oof, more countries I visit and the more people that I talk to who have, you know, such rich traditions and cultures, their like scary story monsters have so much depth to it. It's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Well, even like you know, like some of the stories like we grew up loving when you hear like the original one, like the actual like grim versions of them.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what? Like,
well, I mean, I remember being little and my grandma, actually she was my aunt, but she was like a grandma to me. She gave me a Little Mermaid VHS And I was obsessed with Little Mermaid. She was my favorite princess. I wanted to be her. I would swim in the ocean like her. So she gave it to me because it made sense in her head. But she gave me the original concept, like the Grimm version story.
I don't know if I know that one.
VHS form. It's so sad.
Oh, really?
And I watched it as a kid thinking I was like watching a different version of like a whole new version of Ariel. No. It was terrifying. No.
It's so dark. Yeah. Everything's so dark.
She like turns into foam because she gets cursed. It's so sad.
Yeah,
see? It's so sad. Anyways.
What are we doing to our children?
That's the original children's story. And anyways, all this to say that we need to be careful what we tell our kids, because I had nightmares about that for a long time.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Deep breaths in between.
Okay. This one is titled The Boots in My Window or something. Honestly, I copy and pasted and I kind of forgot what the title was.
Oh, come on.
Dear Carly and Marissa, I'm so sorry if I messed that up. Hello, Taryn and Ashley. Yes, I put Taryn first. It's a movement.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
I won't take long introducing myself so I don't ruin the spooky vibes, but my name is Carly and I'm a junior in college and a big fan of your podcast. Thank you for making me laugh and for making me do a lot of self-reflection while listening to your pod. Love that. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Cue the music, Mark. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, bing,
bing. Okay.
My scary story is from when I was in seventh grade and I still, all caps, think about this night frequently. Mm-mm. Honestly, don't blame me. Mm-mm. To set the scene, my twin sister and I were home alone on a summer night while my two older brothers were fishing and my parents were at a church board meeting. We loved staying home alone because we could eat pizza, watch movies, and just have fun together. This particular night, we decided to watch Aquamarine. Not an important detail, just thought I'd set the scene. To understand the situation I experienced, it's very important to visualize my living room setup. We were in the basement. She puts in parentheses, it's always a basement.
Oh my God.
Which means the window was very small and it was one of those half windows that no one could get through, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It totally does. Like
I know the high ones,
you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Parallel to the window was a long couch that was facing the TV in perfect view of the window. I was laying on this couch while my sister was laying on the floor, which was out of sight of the window. Our night was going as usual. We were laughing, having a great time like we always do together. In the midst of the fun night, I felt an uneasiness in my stomach that something was wrong.
Oof. Trust that freaking gut. It's there for a reason.
Red flag. Trust that gut.
One more time.
Trust that gut. Okay. When I think back on the situation, I don't know if it was instinctual or if God was telling me to look at the small window facing me. But to my horror, I saw my worst nightmare. I watched two cowboy boots pacing back and forth right in front of the window.
Oh my God.
Sheba, I'm getting chills just thinking about this. I stared for a few seconds when I saw the person's legs start to bend.
No.
I can't. Okay. I quickly looked away and faced the TV. My entire body was tensed. Every muscle flexed as I felt the person's eyes on me. The feeling of someone watching you is never great, but it's even worse knowing someone is watching you. Okay. My sister at this point was completely oblivious to what was going on. While I was holding back tears, she was minding her business watching the movie. I quietly said her name, and I think it must have been a twin thing because she turned to me automatically knowing something was wrong. I spoke to her trying not to move my mouth and told her to go hide in the bathroom closet. She didn't ask any questions and slowly got up and went to the bathroom. I didn't want to be suspicious, so I waited a few seconds, which felt like hours, before I got up and walked to the bathroom. When I got to the bathroom, I started bawling and explained to her what I saw. This was before we had cell phones.
Oh my God,
kids. Ooh. Sorry, this is such a side note. Kids get cell phones so young now.
I didn't get one till high school, my freshman year of high school.
The only reason I got one in eighth grade was because we went on our DC trip, mm-hmm. and my parents were like, if something happened, like you got separated, we want you to be able to get a hold of us.
The only reason I had one was because my high school was far away.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And it was for like me for and my sister. Yeah. Like my sister like went to the same school. So she was like, she could come find you, you know?
Exactly.
Oof.
Y'all are spoiled. Oof. So I feel you. I feel you on this.
Stress.
Deep breath. Okay. This was before we had cell phones and our landline was upstairs. Of course it was. Oof. Of freaking course it was. Which meant we would have to be seen again. I volunteered to go get the phone. My sister prayed a prayer of protection before I left. She put, aww, what a homie.
Oh, cute.
I crawled up our stairs to our front door, which had a glass in it. They always do.
Oof.
I pressed my body against the door and peeked out the window. I couldn't see the man, but I did see a large black truck in our driveway.
Uh-uh.
Gosh. This scared me even more, and I sprint crawled.
I can totally picture like one of those army crawls. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. To the phone in our home office. I grabbed the phone and hid under our office desk as I frantically called my parents, but no answer. I began to panic even more and dialed my brothers as well, but again, no answer. I left voicemails to my brothers hoping they would be back from fishing soon. That's again, it's so crazy to me because when you're younger, you just think I need to call my parents.
Yeah.
When in reality, like you should call 911.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so hard to differentiate like what is in my mind or is this like an emergency? So it's crazy to me, all these stories, especially when they're younger, it's always like I called my parents when it's like, call the cops. Oof,
but
I get it. Like I totally get it. Yeah. I would have too.
It's instinctual.
Yeah. Since this was during the summer, it wasn't dark out yet when I saw the man in our window. As I sat trying to call my family, it was getting darker, which made my anxiety grow. I kept the phone with me and began the journey back down to my sister. As I was crawling back down the stairs, I heard tires squeak and rocks flying in our gravel driveway. The man was leaving. I went back to my sister and we sat in the bathroom closet for what felt like an eternity before I heard my brothers run down the stairs yelling for us. This is so cute. They both had their pocket knives drawn and were ready to fight. Love protective older brothers.
So did she leave a voicemail?
She left a voicemail. So they came in like
ready to go. Yeah.
We finally were safe and my parents and the entire church board came over and searched all our barns and outdoor buildings. To this day, I don't know who the man was or what he wanted. I don't know how long he was there or how long he watched us. From that night on, my sister and I always put pillows up in that window if we're in the living room at night.
Yeah, no kidding.
We did that until we moved out this past December. So yes, we were 21 years old and still blocking the windows. Girl,
I would do the same thing. I'm 30
something. How old am I? 33. And I would still put them up. There's no way.
Mm-mm.
Every time I'm in my room and it gets even slightly dark, I'm like blinds down.
Oh, I mean, just period. The second the sun starts setting, all the blinds in my place are down.
No. So yes, we're still 21 years old, blocking the windows, from something we experienced as 13-year-olds. Sorry the story was so long, but it has had a lasting impact on me, even at 21. Thanks for reading the story. And I pray nothing like this ever happens to you. Thank you again for making my Monday so much better. Much love, Carly and Marissa.
Ooh. Wow.
Dude, Carly and Marissa. The detail in the story that really got me.
You know what's crazy?
Wow.
You bulldozed. I heard you, but then I heard you finish and my mind was like, insert. Continue. Sometimes, as Jared, sometimes I'm really bad at conversation.
That sentence.
It's true.
Sometimes I'm really bad at just conversating with people. No, it is too. But you know what's funny? Is I feel like I'm the perfect person to deal with it because I'll just straight up be like, Ashley, are you listening to me?
There's look at just me. It's my mind. It's the way I, it's bad. Okay.
No. All I was saying. Sentence. That was such a like.
I'm so sorry.
First, I thought you were commenting, but then you just kept going and I was like, skirt.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, the detail that got to me is how she sees them pacing. And then when she starts seeing it bend, cause she knows he's bending down to like, look, that's when I was like, oh my gosh. Cause then, you like look away and are like, oh my gosh, like pretend I can't see. That's so scary.
Yeah. I think growing up, listening to scary stories, watching scary movies, watching scary shows, the thing that scares me the most, I think genuinely, is being home and like looking out a window and seeing someone looking back at you.
Yes.
Because there's too much unknown.
No, and it's...
And it's a person. Yes. And you don't know what they're doing, like what they're there for.
Yes.
It could be a mailman for all I care. And he's just trying to get your attention to sign a package. But if he's staring at you through the window, there's just like everything in me just, oof, that is my worst nightmare.
No, it's so scary.
I hate being home alone because of that. Like, that's what scares me the most.
It's super scary. And it's always like, your brain doesn't register. Like, you'll just be staring.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all of a sudden it comes into focus and you're like,
all of a sudden it's a face. Yeah.
No, I hate that.
You can't tell what it is and then it's a face.
Okay, ooh, I'm good.
My God, good. I'm glad that they had each other.
All together, deep breaths. Okay.
Namaste.
We got one more story.
We have one more story.
And then we'll, try to go on with our lives. That will never be the same.
I wonder if we should do a few for a Halloween too. Not just, I don't know. We'll see.
A few what?
Just a few stories as well.
I thought that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Or, okay.
What?
Like more than one. Scary.
Okay. Yeah.
What's Ash? I don't know.
From the top. No, I'm just kidding.
Make it drop. No, I'm just kidding.
Dear Lord.
Wrong podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is titled My Scary Story. Love it.
Love it. Straight to the point.
And let's dive in. Hey, Ash and Taryn.
Hi.
I'm Noah. Yes, I am a male. Haha. And yes, you can say my name. It would actually make my day.
Hi, Noah.
A new listener. And I absolutely love you guys with a passion. You guys definitely caught my attention with your October series. And strangely enough, your ad played while I was listening to another Studio 71 podcast by the name of the Something Scary podcast, which is, another podcast in the fam.
In the fam.
I turn 18 on, get this, Thursday the 22nd, which is today, the day that me and Taryn are actually recording.
Oh my gosh.
So,
let's sing.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
I feel like we've done better for everyone.
I usually count on Taryn to like harmonize and make us sound dope, but. We went straight for the...
I tried to harmonize, but you changed the key.
Don't put it on me. You're the professional singer, not me. You're supposed to ebb and flow with me.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. No.
I'm sorry.
It was supposed to be a gift. Everyone else is like, get on with the story. Anyways, Noah goes, I turn 18 on Thursday the 22nd, and it would be a great way to start my adulting journey by sending you guys my story.
Love 18.
Good days.
Good days.
So let's get into it. This is a story about creepy occurrences that lead up to a confusingly scary cliffhanger. Mm. All right. It all started a few years ago, back when my grandmother lived with us. She wasn't crazy in the slightest, but she used to say things that we would dismiss just as her old age. She would say things such as, there's somebody watching me in the closet. Me and my mom would dismiss it, check the closet to soothe her nerves by showing her that there's nothing there, but she was never convinced. This went on for months until there was a change. It went from something to, Noah, why are you watching me from inside the closet? And how did you get there?
What?
Meanwhile, I stayed down the hall in my room with my brother. I would come running asking, what do you mean? And she would go wide-eyed and point to the closet and say, you were just in the closet staring at me.
No. Uh-uh.
And I'm like, no, I was in my room, I swear. In concern of freaking me out, she would always dismiss it as her imagination. But this went on for weeks, and eventually, from old age, my grandmother did pass.
Sorry.
A few days later, my whole family was out, except for me. I was home alone, and it wasn't the first time. It was just like any other time, except this time felt a little different. I felt like someone was watching my every move in this house. It was awkwardly silent. At this time, I had moved into my grandmother's room.
Oh, gosh.
To have my own space, which makes sense. You know, her they were living.
Yeah.
Him and his brother were in the same room.
Yeah, but...
And all of her stuff was still in there. But for some reason, this day, when I went back to my room, my hair stood up on the back of my neck and I felt uneasy. Now, I am a horror adrenaline junkie, but this was all just too real for me. So I grabbed my keys and literally ran out of the house. Luckily,
good.
Luckily, my cousin lived just across the street where I stayed until my family got home. Once they got home, my mom calls me and says, I thought you said you were at your cousin's.
Stop it. Stop.
I replied, I am. Should I come home now? And she says, what do you mean? You just silently walked out of the kitchen to your bedroom and closed the door.
I
freak out and say, in all caps, he writes, that's not me.
Oh my gosh.
I run home and we burst through my bedroom door, but there's no one there. Now, my mother is a super hyper Christian, so I know she wouldn't be joking with me about things such as paranormal things, which is how I knew something was going on. The next day, I was in my bedroom. Remember, this was my grandma's old room. I had put the events of the previous night behind me and moved on. My mom was in the kitchen making lunch, and I'm in my room watching TV when suddenly my mom says, Noah, why are you sitting at the dining room table watching me like that?
Stop. I don't want to read the story. I am done. Turn it off. I can't.
Confused, I yell back, I'm not. I'm in my room. She goes on saying, you're in the dining room looking at me. I walk down the hallway and peer into the kitchen at her, and I wave and say, I've been in my bedroom. She turns, and whatever she saw was gone. She tried to convince me that it was a guardian spirit because it was white and took on the form similar to mine, but that did very little to convince me. Later that night, I couldn't sleep. And me being dumb, watched a scary video on YouTube until my eyes felt heavy. Sounds like me. Ashley, why do you have nightmares all the time? I randomly woke up at 3 a.m. and felt a presence in my room. And then all of the videos from the YouTube video rushed back to the forefront of my mind, and I am tense and alert, and I slowly sit up and turn around. And there, at the end of my bed...
No. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to...
is me, but a white silhouette version of me. He stares me dead in my eyes and says in a voice identical to mine,
stop, Ash, I don't want to hear it.
I am you.
No, oh no.
And you are me.
No.
We are one forever. He then smiles, but it wasn't a dark smile. It looked jovial. He moves towards me and passes through me and vaporizes into a white mist. To this day, I don't know if he wanted to help or hurt me or what those words meant, but I haven't seen him since, and at the same time, I know he's there. I hope this wasn't long and that I didn't freak you out too much.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
If I turn up missing, you know what happened.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad that you read my story, and I can't wait to listen to the other episodes on your October series. Thank you so much, Queens. Stay safe. Noah.
No.
Whew, how can we stay safe when shit like this is going on?
No.
I can't. I so many things are rushing through my head. What do you do in those situations? Like, is that one of those, like, you need to move? Does something like that looks just like you follow you around? Do you get a priest on your team? Do you cleanse the house? Like what do you do when stuff like that happens? Terrence done, guys.
Yeah, She's
just staring out the window and shaking her head.
I have no words and I'm so upset.
I read this story yesterday morning and I was just like, I'm sorry.
Dude, I'm so, because last night I was like, shoot, we're recording tomorrow morning. I need a story. It was like 2 a.m. and I'm laying in my bed. It's like dark and I'm trying to like find stories. I would have come across that one, I would have been in your room in like 2 seconds. Sleepover.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Wow, Noah, I'm unwell. So sorry, Noah, that you experienced this.
I've never heard of where it takes the form of you.
I've never.
I'm unwell.
No.
I don't.
What's so interesting is how many people saw it.
No, I'm broke. Grandma, me, Noah.
Mother, I am not Noah. Well.
I'm not well.
Wow.
Well, thank you for joining us and welcome to your first anxiety attack. If you've never had one, this is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like.
I'm unwell.
I feel like in situations like this, it's usually one person that sees something.
I hate it.
Never three people within the same family seeing person and also seeing the same details of the same spirit. You know what I mean?
I hate it. I genuinely welcome to joining and listening to our podcast, Noah. We're so thankful for you, but you have ruined my life. So there is that.
Forever not sleeping.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, should I read 17 dad jokes?
Should we sing happy birthday again?
Something.
A Disney sing along, perhaps?
I honestly might end in prayer.
Just because I feel like
I almost just spit my coffee everywhere.
Honestly,
I might just pray for you all. I'm not joking. Dear Jesus. At the end of this.
Seriously.
Just protect us all, Lord.
And yeah. Amen.
Okay. Why didn't the skeleton go to prom?
Come on, Ash. Why didn't he go to prom? I don't know.
Tap out.
His suit was dirty from being buried.
Oh my gosh. You know what makes your guesses so funny is they're always so literal. Like you're not even trying to like
something
answer
bone.
It in like a
something
joke.
Bone. Something.
No, he had no body to go with.
Ah, shoot. That's great.
What's it like being kissed by a vampire?
I don't know.
It's a pain in the neck.
That was good. I liked that one a lot.
Good one.
I'm going to end with that one because I can't. I need to go take a shower or something.
Top notch dad joke.
Thanks. Guys, here we are.
We're so sorry.
Fourth episode. I know a lot of you guys think it's over. You can't send anything in, but you're wrong. There's still time. Believe it or not, there's still time. If you have a story, if someone you know has a story, or you've been sitting on one for a while and you've been wanting to write in, but you just haven't made time, freaking make
the
time. Figure it out. It's COVID. We all have a little extra time. Yeah. So figure it out. Send us the story. We would love to read it for our Halloween episode, which is coming up so soon. So don't forget, it's not going to be on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all in the groove of, you know, it always being Monday, but
yeah, I don't even know what Halloween
is. Saturday.
Ooh. So you guys will get a Saturday, then Sunday, then another episode Monday. That's
bam,
cool.
Bam, bam, bam. Yep. So, definitely send those in. Again, we have created a super fun promo video for you guys. Do us a huge favor. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
It's Unsolicited Advice, you know,
pod.
Unsolicited Advice pod. Follow us there and be sure to watch our promotional videos because we put our heart and soul into these bad boys and they're so much fun. What should they comment on this week's
comment? The syringe with blood.
Ooh,
creepy,
scary stuff.
Or honestly, the two guys, because the two guys
holding hands, because it's Noah and his person and him
because they look like together forever too,
yeah.
Oh, ooh. I hate it. All right. Ooh, let's go. I need to go. Yeah. I'm going to go watch a Disney movie.
Watch the promos, like, share, and send this episode to everyone you know that loves spooky stories. And we will talk to you guys in the next, in our Halloween episode.
If we're still alive.
If Noah doesn't come kill us.
Oh, oh my God, Noah, please. Tell him no.
Noah, put in a good word for us, please. That'd be great.
No. Okay.
We're not.
Let's go.
Let's go, Ash.
We love you all. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.